This is Artbeat, and we have our first interview for today. And I'm going to be to accompany the upcoming launch of UN Magazine 17.1 Resist, edited by Bahar Saeed and Gemma Weston. Audiences are invited to join a reading group for the discussion of Andrea Long Chu's first book, Females a Concern. The discussion will be hosted at Cool Change and an artist-run initiative located in Boorloo, Perth CBD, and digitally over Zoom. On Artbeat are one of the editors, Bahar Saeed and Paul Boyer. Hello, both of you.
Hi.
And now, Paul, are you one of the editors as well?
I'm currently the managing editor of UnExtended, which is the online platform of UnProject. So I work on the online section, not so much the magazine, but I'm also a committee member at Cool Change. So
great. Cool Change, great venue, great magazine, great art stuff happening right there. And UnProjects is based in Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, Melbourne. And first of all, what is the purpose of UnProjects? Can you just give listeners a little background on that?
Yeah, UnProjects has been a artist-run writing platform, arts writing platform. It was founded, I think, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
In 2004. Its purpose at the moment is to platform and host critical arts writing across a number of different forms, genres, and I suppose like remits. And we publish a magazine twice a year, a print magazine, as well as publish other content on our online platform. I was just going to say that as of recently, UnProjects is now situated at Collingwood Yards.
Okay,
sharing an office space with Westspace, the Westspace Gallery.
Oh, that's a great location. like you said, UN Magazine is one of the foci of UnProjects, based in Melbourne. And so basically biannually and to promote like critical thinking around the arts, yeah? So that's a main premise. And so one such content issue is the 17.1 Resist one, edited by Bahar and Gemma Weston. So Bahar, how did you get involved and what was your response or interest in this theme?
So Gemma and I were both kind of invited in by UN and to be a guest editor. I had previously applied for the fellowship that Paul went for the online editing for UN Magazine, and in place of getting that, because obviously Paul, superb choice, they kind of reached out and had been saying they wanted to bring UN over West Coast, that they kind of wanted to expand the arts writing world a little and have people from the East Coast be aware of what's happening on our side of the continent. So it was kind of, it was totally unexpected and quietly on my bucket list. So I was really excited, and I hadn't worked with Jim before, so this had been like a new way to make a friend and collaborate with someone.
That's so fantastic. And Gemma Weston, great curator, great writer, so good partnership there.
And we work quite differently, which syncs up really nicely. And we previously, both of us have written for UN in different editions, and we were kind of talking about our experience and thought it was kind of nice to have this moment of return, and that led us to Resist. So our curatorial premise over the two magazines is Return and Resist, and they sit sort of in a framework together. They can be read separately, but they also can inform one another.
And so everyone is female and everyone hates it. This statement is written in large on the back cover of what one of the key arguments stated by Andrea Long Chu in her book Females regarding gender and womanhood. Did you want to speak to that at all?
So this is a text that kind of was recommended to me by a friend years ago, and I loved it and I ate it up and I read it and reread it. And when we got the opportunity to think of some programming around the magazine, we're hoping to give some of the reading material options to the contributors to see if there was anything that they necessarily wanted to read, but everyone at this time was entirely overworked. So I kind of returned back to the Andrea Long Chu text and thought it was a really good punchy, comedic way of engaging with the theme of resistance, as it kind of spreads across different tendrils. In the book, they talk about Solanas Valerie's Scum Manifesto and theatre practice, and also the way that they interpreted that throughout their own arts and theory practice. So,
sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's across multiple different disciplines.
So I'm talking with Bahar Sayed and Paul Boyer, and we're talking about UN Magazine's issue focused on resist and focusing on Andrea Long Chu's book Females. And I just got another question here for you, Bahar, before we get to Paul. Females has received much kind of critical feedback and critical controversies. What are some of the critical perspectives on this book?
From my own reading on it, I take it as a sort of a zoom out on the way of gender and looking at it through a form of metaphysicality. So that the premise of a female is by idea, a whole socio-political idea that, one, you have to sort of hollow yourself out. Women are hollowed out, so other people can project onto them. And by that merit, everybody in this society is a female, it's just humorous. I enjoy texts that are tongue-in-cheek and present new ideas that could be quite absurdist, but...
Well, it's good to kind of challenge the norm and re-question. And and Chu's work, it's influenced contemporary discussions on gender and sexuality. Paul, would you like to add anything there?
Yeah, I think, the book came out in 2019, and I think it's really important to, it's a really important text to return to in the current sort of presence of increasing far-right extremist marginalization of trans people around plenty of places in the world that, American, UK and Australian media were exposed to. You can see it evidenced, and it's a very important point of provocation, and I think it will only continue to grow. Andrea Long Chu was, as you mentioned controversially, was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for creative writing. I can't remember which category it was this year. Conservative pundits took several phrases out of females, completely out of context, in order to, question and demonise that and marginalise that decision.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that Andrea Long Chu has a prolific, career of journalistic writing, The Middle Metaphor, for instance, is an incredible piece of extended criticism. So she's more than available to win something like the Pulitzer, but it just shows how media functions in this way, and I think it works as a really good text to question that.
I just wanted to, that's a brilliant answer there, Paul, and I just wanted to get back to this idea of having a reading group. And in UN 16 point to a collection of annotated biographies, Volume 2. Hilary Thurlow and Dee Harding create this article, When I Joined a Reading Group, where, an article by Gabriel Bergman, where she, where they talk about their experience in a critical arts theory reading group. Now, I know that Gemma is involved in a critical reading group here. Did that article influence you at all in setting up this reading group in Perth?
No. It was through Anne that I had, like, my previously being involved with Anne, that it was, I think, 13.1. I can't remember which edition it was that I was involved in, but they set around a kind of curriculum to help with the texts that were being published in the magazine. So they set like a reading group curriculum, and I really enjoyed that. And when I moved back to Perth, I got to be involved with Semaphore's reading group that they were running with Perth Festival, and it was low key. There was minimal like expectation and outcome, and I really enjoyed the space to just kind of get around with other people and look, like pull texts and pull ideas apart. So Gemma and I felt that that would be like really fun for us to do here. One of the texts for this magazine is written by as a conversation between Aisha Sumito and Mossy 333. Yep. And they talk about, they're both trans artists, trans makers, and they talk about their use of abstraction and how that sits as a tool for survival but also creation. So that felt, Females by Andrea Long Chu felt like the perfect punch to accompany their conversation.
Yeah.
So there's a thread line. While no one really talks about females in the magazine, it's kind of encapsulated in the energy.
And I just wanted to ask you one final question. Where and when does this take place, Paul, this reading group?
Yeah, so the reading group is tomorrow on Saturday. Right, tomorrow is Saturday, right? Yeah, Saturday, starting at 10:30 in the morning at the new Cool Change premises, new Cool Change office, which is located on the corner of Hay and Pierce Street in the city, up sort of the east end. There, if you go onto the UnProjects website, there's a link to RSVP and more information about access and the address and such. You're welcome to come along, even if it's just for a partial reading. You've just read the first chapter, you know, the first few sentences, and you just want to see the discussion. The reading group will also be accessible through Zoom. So we'll set up a digital link and send that out today. And, yeah, you can jump in.
Thanks for joining us, both of you.